Hey everyone, it's Minnie Scarlett, and you're listening to Something About Minnie. My guest actually picked this song. It's called Dat Stick by Rich Brian.
Rich Brian.
And my guest today is Mickey Maud. So he's a friend of mine, and he is a porn performer. He's out here in LA. We met actually back in the Bay Area. So he lives, do you still live in Oakland?
Yeah, I live in Oakland. I actually moved to a place like right across the street from the junior high that I went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Junior high did you go to?
I went to Edna Brewer.
Okay. Sorry if that was like too much information to share.
I'll still go there. I just told people that I'm in the block where I live. So.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
You know what? If you want to put that much effort into like coming to my house, then like I'll make you some dinner. Cause like,
yeah, that's a lot of effort.
I don't really think I have like fans like that. So
somebody, when I was, this was a long time ago. This was when I still lived in the Bay Area and I was going to Chabot. Mm-hmm. Somebody somehow gathered that it was Chabot and then like was either a student there or was a stalker, I'm not sure, but they were like, I saw you today in like D Hall or whatever the fuck, D building, or I don't even remember because it's been so long since I went, but some weird shit like that. So I'm always like paranoid.
Yeah,
but you don't have that fear.
I also have a curiosity of things that are like probably like bad and dangerous for me.
Like stalker.
Yeah. And I just like, yeah, I'm like, oh, that's weird. You put all that effort into like me because like, I don't think I'm shit, you know, to
that's
be
kinda
like,
true. Like, into, not like, that you're not shit, but just like the effort being put into it like shocks me constantly. Yeah. Like people will really like dig through trash cans and like put, like save your photos and like,
yeah. Yeah. You like know. I also don't put a whole lot of effort into, like, my, like, online, like, media, like, persona. So I'm, like, I'm curious to be, like, what do you think is, like,
devote
your life, you know, right now to, like, stalking me and finding out, like, what my life is like? What fantasy do you hold?
Maybe that's what they're trying to figure out, is, like, they can't find it out through your persona online. So they're, like, who is this Mickey character?
Like, I'm, like, the entry level, like, this is, like, the stalker minor leagues. It's, like, I'm gonna, like, follow Mickey for a while and then, like,
and
you know,
fill in the
years,
blanks and
like,
see if I,
you know,
if it's
I'll
worth.
Be up to, like, Taye Diggs or something like that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
You know.
I wonder what kind of stalkers Taye Diggs get. Like,
I have a feeling he's probably got some really good-looking stalkers.
Probably.
I feel like he's got to be
like
hard to beat Taye Diggs.
I feel like there would be, like, older women. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, at least those would be, like, his hardcore fans, maybe. I just feel like he probably has a lot, like, of older women, like, who love him. Like, a lot of, like, you know.
I feel like he's
younger,
got that,
too, but
that role range that's, like, target for, like, old women. It's
like,
he plays, like,
successful
guy. Like, he's a doctor here. He's a lawyer here. It's
he
like,
has that smile know. That you're just like, I could trust this guy for sure.
Yeah, but this motherfucker sell me anything. Like,
I'm about to do the Lil Wayne thing and light this for it. The flicker.
Do it.
If this triggers you, you might be about my age. Alright.
So it's nice to actually hang out with you and not just
I know.
Stalk
sex
you online.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter, yeah.
I was like so surprised that you replied to that. And then we were like actually making plans. So that like usually I feel like people flirt on the internet like a lot. And it doesn't really mean anything. So I'm just like, wow, here he is sitting here in the flesh. So what are you doing in LA?
What am I doing in LA? I am like working on a feature and I can't say who it's for because they want to be really strict about that. But yesterday was the sex day and today is the dialogue day. So today we do all the stuff that people fast forward through anyway.
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes when I have time, I'm like, let me go ahead and see how this man got into this woman's laundry room with her sister.
You know, story is important. And, like, I actually think it would be funny to, like, take lots of porn and just, like, edit out all the sex and see how the storyline, like, holds up.
Hilarious. Like, if you got a feature and then just, like, actually cut it right, like, when it started, like how kind of like Hollywood movies do it.
Yeah.
You get a little like making out and then.
Yeah, it probably would be like maybe like 10, 15 minutes long, if that.
It would be a fun skit. It would go real fast though. It would be like the opening.
It'd be like, hey, what's up? Did you cheat on me? Oh, fuck you. I'm with this fool now.
Anyway, bye. Yeah. So what's the story like? Like, is it more of a themed thing that you're doing, or like a...
So it's kind of like a, yeah, it's a storyline where is it a period piece? We're following like the lead female character and like all of their like adventures. So it's like she hooks up with this person, she hooks up with this person, and like she hooks up with this couple. So it's just kind of following her through her, like, you know, it's porn. So like, you know, these sort of behaviors will be like, if you had this person in your life, you'd be like, this person's a fucking asshole. But you have to have that sort of, like, drama conflict for, you know, the audience. I mean, that's just what entertainment is. It's always the extremes of, like, you know, you cheated on me and you, like, slept with my best friend. Yeah. And, like, that's why people like Lifetime movies so much.
Oh,
like,
I love Lifetime movies. I swear I watched this when I was, like, too young with my mom. And I remember watching fucking, what was it? I didn't know at the time. I thought it was just a really intense Lifetime movie, but I'm pretty sure it was like The Silence of the Lambs or something. And I remember
you were
like
watching Silence of the Lambs or a Lifetime movie.
Well, was it like... was with my mom, and I thought it was a Lifetime movie because that was like a thing we did. You know, I would watch, and sometimes it would get intense where people would get murdered or something that. So I was like, okay, yeah, shit got weird. But then it got so weird, and I was never offered any like explanation on the story or like what was going on or that it wasn't a Lifetime movie. And
yeah, that's so really, that's one of my favorite movies,
but I liked
and
it
also, like,
I still love it.
Yeah,
I still love it. Like, I how did you see the new, it's not new at all, but it came out when I was like maybe in eighth grade. It was with Jaspard Ulliel or something. He's like, I don't know. It was like a new Hannibal, like The Second Coming or Hannibal Rising. Hannibal Rising is what it's called. I'm curious as to if it's good now, because it's like a prequel type thing that they're trying to do.
Yeah, I've confused all of those like movies like into one. Like,
yeah,
all
it's
of the,
really
like,
confusing.
After Silence of the Lambs, they all kind of like, and I've seen a few of them, and I like, so I'll get like Hannibal and like Red Dragon, like
Red Dragon
meshed into
that
one,
like
it's all one movie.
Third or something, one,
yeah,
right?
That's the one with what is his name? Joseph Fiennes, Ralph Fiennes.
I'm not sure, but
I did like the Hannibal series.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that. That was really good. Great. Beautiful camera work. Like, it's like there's all these like really intense scenes of him like, because making food, because he's also like this like gourmet like cook, so there'll be these really like vignettes of him like preparing food, and then it's like,
that's highly disturbing.
It is highly disturbing.
I can
it's
imagine
also, like,
I understand like the vibe though that they're trying to kind of, because that's kind of creepy, like it's super creepy. But yeah, what did I want to talk about? I wanted to ask your opinion. Oh, yeah, there was, like, this Twitter thing that I kept seeing going around that was, like... I'm asking all the boys I know, because I really don't know boys. Like, okay. I know, like, maybe three boys. And it's, like, if a guy says... Or, like, if a girl's like, hey, should I come over or whatever? And the guy says, if you want. Is that, like, a legit response to you? Or does it mean yes, no? I've heard both, and then now it's becoming a thing where girls are like, well, if it apparently is no big deal, we're going to start saying it to guys and see what happens. But in my experience, guys will just be like, okay, for sure, and kind of they'll end up over anyway.
Yeah, like, I mean, are you asking, like, you know, when people say, like, if you want, like, are they, like...
Are they putting effort
they
into
putting
it?
Effort
like,
into it, or
and
are they, like,
should it be
unclear
a problem
about the reason that you're coming over, like, if this is like a...
Not the reason, but they're saying that they want a more welcoming invitation. You know what I mean? Like, and it's become like a girl boy thing, I think, because just in general, I think women and men tend to communicate differently. Like, not obviously, that's a very general thing I'm saying.
Yeah, it's something we're conditioned, and it's definitely like, you know, very like heteronormative,
exactly,
sort of roles.
So my understanding and my kind of idea of it is that guys don't really need that much of an invitation to feel welcome. Like, they'll just kind of be over if they want to be over, you know what I mean? But I think girls probably feel like they want to be chosen, you know, to come over. Otherwise, they don't want to show up and then be like, well, I barely even invited you, crazy.
Yeah. I think that's definitely, like, you know, I think men are very, like, used to, like, controlling space and, like, having, like, the privilege to, like, go wherever and not have to, like, worry so much about, like, so, like, invitations and, like, things are, like, super, like, casual in a way, I think, as a, like, a result of that.
Yeah, I feel
so
like...
So they don't put a lot of effort into it because they don't have the experience of, like...
Right. Yeah, no, I think that, too. And I think guys are just very, like, they don't think about... Because even if it is something like, oh, yeah, no, I do want you over, I think there are a lot of guys who wouldn't put effort into that necessarily because they don't think that they should, like, have to, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
but
not,
it's also,
it's not
that's
something
also just, like,
that goes
lazy.
Yeah,
I think,
it is
know,
a little
think,
lazy.
Yeah, and guys, I think, are just, like, just generally, like, lazy. Like, we don't clean up around the house, like, and, that, like, it's, like, the bar for men to, like, do shit is so absurdly, like, low, you know, like, you're not expected to, like, you know, you cannot do things and, like, get a pass as a guy, but if you don't do things and as a woman, like, people are like, oh, well, you're, like, the worst, like, mother, you're the worst, like, you know, person, you're the worst,
right.
You know.
You're supposed to, like, make the plate at family gathering.
Yeah, like, sort of, like, domestic responsibility is,
right.
Like...
It's, like, just put on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to ask, like, different guys I knew to try and understand, like, what the... I don't know, because, like, there were a lot of guys who basically just said, well, I wouldn't invite you if I didn't want you there or whatever. But then at the same time, I have guy friends who opt out of communicating,
mm-hmm,
like, directly, and will just end up being like, if you want, in hopes that you won't. And then, like, will later be like, well, I kind of didn't, you know, put that
this
effort.
This is like,
so it's like,
it's politeness bullshit, you know, like, I think there's, you know, people like, you grow up with these sort of, like, expectations about, like, communication that, like, you're supposed to, like, indulge, like, every offer and, like, not make people, like, feel bad or, like, not say, like, you know, to, like, say yes and give the invitation and, like, try to always be, like, hospitable and, like, gracious. And at the same time, you don't, like, set your own boundaries by, like, saying no, you know. And then, like, you know,
right,
someone gets mad because you, like, actually did... like, follow up on the invitation that they were like, I was just being polite. I didn't actually
mean
that shit.
And it's like, you
should
have said something, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you should have... Yeah. I'm always, like, I always say this. Like, I swear I say this on every episode. I'm like, you need to communicate, people. People can't read your mind. So, if you say, if you want, expect the girl to come over. That's how I feel about it. But at the same time, I understand why girls feel, like, apprehensive or whatever, if that's the invitation. But I've been doing this, like, disgusting thing where I mix root beer and vanilla almond milk. And it tastes like cream soda or root beer float.
Can I taste it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that is, like,
disgusting.
When you go to, like, not a Starbucks, but, like, a coffee bean, and you get an iced coffee, and then you,
it's like,
like
a weird watered-down vanilla thing.
Like, you leave it in the cup holder of your car for, like,
oh, man,
a day.
He's gonna roast my drink.
And then, like, somebody, like... gets in with, like, a McDonald's cup of, like, a Sprite and, like, spills it into, like, the open, like, thing. Like, it's,
I get that. I do get that, though.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly,
that,
I get that. I just enjoy it because maybe garbage. I don't know.
Yeah, but you like it, so,
I
like,
really love
right,
it.
Like,
I told my sister this morning, she was not into it either. She didn't understand why. She was, like, super fucking grossed out by it. And I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I love it. Like, so I don't get it. You know what I mean? I don't.
You know what you love about it, because that's what got you to, like, make that combination in the first place. So, like, you're like, at one point, you're like, this would be good with, like, were you drinking, like, the almond milk? And you're like, this would be good with root beer. Were you drinking the root beer and thinking, like, this would be good with almond milk?
So I like binge eat. Okay. I do it when I'm high or when I'm stressed or both. And I think I was like, I had something with almond milk, like maybe like cookies or like pancakes or something like that. And then I think I had like just a root beer like later on, and then my almond milk was still there. And I say that I binge eat because it means I just keep going. So this almond milk was like not old or anything. The root beer wasn't old. And then I was like, fuck it. And I poured it into it, and it's my new favorite drink.
All right. I
like want to shame myself, but at the same time, I'm like, but someone out there has to like it as well. So I just.
That's true. I'm sure people are out there. You know, there's all kind of things for all kind of people in this world. And like, I personally don't like it, but if I was like, at your house and you're like, hey, can you make me a drink? I would learn the proportions and like bring you one if you needed one.
That's fucking nice as shit, you guys. This is a real man. Take
I will share some domestic labor and like make you a drink and learn your weird drink.
It still hurts me kind of to hear that it's weird, but I'll take it. We're hugging you guys. It's a podcast. They can't see.
It's okay. They can feel it.
We're embracing one another.
We're having a moment.
So what have you...
You know, if you're listening, just take a moment and have a moment.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Breathe. Wiggle your toes. You feel your toes in your socks. It feels good.
Yeah. It's a little stretch. Yoga.
I had this fucking teacher, right, who like when I went to Chabot, she was fucking weird, but the cool thing was she would always make us like meditate before we started class, and she would like do shit like that. She'd be like, feel your toes. Don't your toes feel good? There's 10 of them. Wiggle them. And I was just sitting there like, what the fuck? Like, how much am I paying for this again? Because at the time, like, I was living in Oakland, but my college was, like, in fucking Hayward, and I didn't have a car. So I had to take, like, 3 buses because I couldn't afford BART every day. Like, BART was, like, whew, it was a good day if I could take BART. It would cut down my time so much, but... So I would fucking take this long-ass commute, and then I would get to this class, and this bitch would be like, you have 10 toes. Wiggle them. I was like, all right, for sure. Like, if this is what I need to do to get by in life, like, I'll do it. I'll fucking do it.
And is that now, like, a regular thing where you just, like, are aware of your, like, 10 toes and, like, wiggle them? As,
Yeah, you know what? I think I did become more aware of my body and stuff. And, like, I meditate just randomly now because she kind of taught us that. She's like, we literally only relax right before we go to sleep. Why don't you just find times to relax during the day? And it's changed my life. And I'm not sure a good way, but I feel better about it, so I'm not mad at it at all.
That sounds like you got a good lesson out of that class.
Yeah, I feel like I sound super stoned, too.
Well, I mean, you might be.
I'm, like, talking about meditation. I just smoked... Well, we didn't even finish the whole blunt, which is very surprising for me. Usually I smoke the blunt, like, to the face, like, all the way.
Well, you know, it's still early, you know, you can... Pace yourself a little bit, you know?
I already smoked weed once earlier today. Usually I wait into the evening, so this is like a... I did the wake and bake like the cool kids do.
That's something that, like, I miss. Like, I don't get to smoke as often as I would like to, because, like, I'm a parent, and so I do...
Yeah.
I do dad smoking, which is, like... Going into my garage.
Do you like it when girls call you daddy now that you're an actual daddy? And did you like it before?
I do like it, but I feel that has to, like...
It has to be,
like, kind of, like, like earned. I think it's weird, like, when it's just like an automatic thing, because I think it like requires a certain, like, there's a relationship element to that in terms of like, I don't know, like taking care of the situation to make sure someone has like a good time.
Yeah. No, there has to be a certain dynamic, because if you're not being daddy, I'm not going to call you daddy. Like, that's not, it's not in the rules. I talked about this too. I don't know why, like, if I'm fucking a guy and he's trying to dom me, like, I want to feel like he can actually kill me. Because if he can't, then I'm not going to feel like I could take him serious. Like,
I mean,
like, it's kind of troubling. Like, one time a guy, like, put his hands over my throat and I started laughing because I was like, you think that you could kill me? That's hilarious. Because I don't think so. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that freaked him the fuck out because he immediately took his hands off.
What, like,
I don't know what, where that comes from, but it just, it's, you, that's, I mean, my,
that's,
line,
that's what you, that's what you need in a relationship, like,
and
you,
that's,
need
what to, feel to like me feels, like, yeah, and that's
comforting, like,
right, and that's also kind of like to me what I feel like I can submit to, because, like, I mean, obviously if I'm like in love with you and like whatever, that's different, then I'll, you know, submit to you in a different way, mm-hmm. in a loving way, but like, otherwise, if it's just, like, sexual and stuff, like, because, okay, so, like, I told Mickey and everybody in the entire world that I was in a 5-year relationship, and I'm now single or whatever, and I was just, like, dating, and I just realized that everybody just thinks that they can fucking put their hands on your throat, and that's fine, because I feel like I could really fight anybody, like, mm-hmm. that's probably not true, but it's the attitude I have. And so I just think it's funny when guys who, like, don't really intimidate me at all, or, like, I kind of think are lame, try to dominate me, because I can never take it serious. Like, I'm such, like, a, I don't know, what would you call that, like, a power bottom? But it's, like, more than that. It's, like, a, like, I'll fight you.
You want a little bit, you want a little bit of, like, wrestle and, like,
yeah,
tension.
Like, I like it, the back and forth, because then I feel like once you, that's like you, like how you said you have to earn daddy, I feel like that's like my way of how you would earn it. It's like we kind of fought for it and you won.
Yeah,
you didn't just do it, and I'm not just like like, I'm sometimes like that, but that's very specific, and I don't, it doesn't just come like at any time, so I don't know. But Mickey is a real dad.
And I apologize to my children who may have to hear this one day.
I'm really sorry. I apologize too. I work with kids, so I respect you. But
thank you for that, and thank you for, you know, you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been like an amazing experience, and it's like you think you know where, like, love is, and then you have a child, and it's like, damn. it redefines your capacity and, like, what you thought, like, of love.
Wow.
And I think anybody who has kids and, like, you know, is,
except Drake.
Well, I mean, Drake's his own other podcast, because there's, I mean, you, I'm sure you should also make a spinoff podcast that's just you talking about Drake, because I feel like
I have a lot to say about Drake. Yeah. And I've known, well, I haven't known him at all, but there's so many levels to the way I feel about Drake, because I watched him in Degrassi, so that was a whole thing before anything else started.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like Marvin Room Drake, and that was a whole nother thing. I was like, he's never gonna make it, that's fucking Jimmy from Degrassi. Then he, like, got all swole, and he was Summer 16 Drake, and then all this other stuff is happening, and now he's saying that he has something to do with fucking XXX's murder, like, supposedly he said something and it's out. I don't know, there's just a lot, and I want to get to the bottom of it. And once I had an almost sex dream about Drake, but my, like, boyfriend at the time was in the living room.
You talk about Drake way too much. You only once had a sex dream.
Only
about
once,
Drake.
And it was almost. This is why it's confusing, because with certain people, you're like, oh, duh, I love them. You know what I mean? Like Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong. It doesn't make sense, but I just know I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Drake, it should make sense, but it doesn't. I don't understand my feelings for him because I love him, but I also find him problematic and I don't understand him and I find him corny and ingenuine. And also, I had that almost sex dream. Why was it an almost sex dream, Drake?
Mm.
Like I felt his boner pushing on me in my dream.
That, that sounds like a...
repressed
a,
something.
Like a weird Drake move, though.
Right, like he would like do
press
that.
A boner up
and
on
you,
like,
my
what
dude...
was the, what was the situation where he, like, where Drake was pressing his boner on you?
Okay, so, I don't know why I was there, but my boyfriend at the time, my most recent ex, was like in the living room asleep. I don't know why. And then me and Drake were in the bedroom, and like he was like, "Come on," and we were like kissing and like whatever. And then he was pressing his boner on me, and I could feel it. And he was like, "We could just like, you know, blah blah blah." And I was like, "I don't know, because he's right there, and that just feels grimy to me, like." He's literally right there, like, but I want to, but I can't. And he was just pushing. He was like, I mean, it's fine, but if you change your mind, and he was...
So this was more like Degrassi Drake than rapper Drake.
Kind of, you know,
like
I guess.
In between sort of thing? Like,
sort of. I mean, I think it was the real Drake, like, and he was trying to pretend to be the good guy, but he was also, like, coercing me to cheat.
Oh.
But he was like the snake, and I was like Eve.
Wow, this is like
this
a
got
heavy...
this got too deep.
Welcome to Unpacking Drake.
Yeah,
me.
Right, and marijuana. Oh yeah, we didn't even fucking talk about how our names are hilarious.
Yeah.
Mickey and Minnie. Like I texted Mickey the other day, like, "Hey Mickey, it's me, Minnie," and he goes, "This is the most Disney text I've ever received."
Yeah, and
I feel it. I actually have like towels that some fans sent to me that say Mickey and Minnie, and I'm just like, I don't even need that.
You,
really,
you need to give me one of those towels.
I only have one.
I'm sure there's some more. I'll buy my own.
We could get a matching pair of like kitchen towels. One for the Bay and one for LA.
Well, I think that should be like our like we can do like gift exchanges on the regular where we find Mickey and Minnie
merch. Yes.
And then, like, you know, for whatever holidays like you celebrate, like I could like send you, "Hey, I saw this like salt and pepper set," or this
wow.
thing, you know.
I wonder if there's like a Lunar New Year themed mini something. Because if you sent me that when that time came around, I don't know what I would do. It would be really like that. I think that would be like the best way to take advantage of that.
All right, I will keep an eye out for.
But good luck. Good luck. How long has this been? It's been like half an hour. All right, is there anything, let's check out the trending topics on Twitter, see if there's anything.
That's a good way.
So this is super last minute because I didn't really know if I was gonna be able to see Mickey when he was in town, but yesterday when I like nanny for a 2-year-old, and his parents came home yesterday and were like, "Well, we're actually just gonna sleep in tomorrow, so you don't have to come in the morning." So I got to just chill. Man, I'm trying to find something not sad because the world is something's gonna happen to the world.
Oh, well, I mean, where do we fucking begin with that one?
Yeah, I don't want to say the world's gonna end, but some shit is happening.
No, I think we're just going to go through, like, a really, like, shitty time for maybe the next, like, 15, 20 years. Like, I think a lot of the shit that's going on is going to have, like, long-lasting, like, consequences. Like, you've got Justice Kennedy just, like, stepped down, and that's going to be a huge, huge spot to fill that could possibly push the Supreme Court in more conservative directions, and things like gay marriage and anything having to do with like legal marijuana or sex work.
They're trying to overturn Roe v. Wade, too, yeah. Which is really fucking crazy.
Yeah, so basically, you know.
I thought we were done with that for a little while. Yeah, hoard all the fucking rights you have, you guys. Hide them in your basement. Because they're coming for them.
Fucking use them and just get wild now. Because I think there's going to be, like, I feel like a lot of people right now are like, should I, like, leave the country? Should I, like, you know, I think sadly it's going to get to a point where, like, America has been such this fucking horrible thing to the rest of the world right now. Like, you went from, like, Obama, who was like, let's make friends with everybody, to, like, we're going to have a fucking trade war with you and fuck
and immigration
fuck the rest of the world.
Did he successfully, or did he just attempt to pull out of the UN, like the...
Oh, the human rights? We pulled out of the Human Rights Commission. And
What the fuck?
Going to be fucked up when you try to leave America for how shitty it's gotten. Yeah. You're not going to be able to go anywhere because no one is going to take U.S. refugees.
Yeah, what the...
That where sounds do you think ridiculous. That you can go when this shit gets, like, really bad? Which is why, you know what? Like, and even if you decide, like, I've been thinking about this, like, that's, like, a really privileged thing to think about, like, oh, well, if shit gets bad enough, like, I can just, like, abandon my country and go someplace else and start over. Like, you can't take everybody with you. You cannot take, like, your family and your friends, and you just are, to be able to be in that position, understand, like, how privileged of, like, a thought that is. So
very true. I actually I actually felt like more like claiming America, which I don't usually do at all. Like, it's very, like, unlike me, but it a lot of things kind of make me feel like I want to be like, well, I'm not gonna leave, like, I'm just gonna say, like, try and make it better, which is, like, you know, a very, like, abstract idea that's gonna take a lot of, like, you know, I don't know, it's, like, way easier said than done, but I can't remember when I, like, tweeted it, but I think it was when Trump was elected. You know, everyone was talking about leaving the country and stuff like that, but I had that same mindset of, like, no, everyone can't leave, and the people that are going to be left are going to be the people who are, like, either the most marginalized or don't have the resources to leave, and, you know, like, the whole point is to make it better for them and everybody, not just, oh, I'm not going to be on this, you know, part of the shit show or whatever, which is understandable. I understand why you wouldn't want to, like, that makes hella sense, but
yeah. And that's you just being, like, really, that's you being really active in, like, your democracy and, like, using that, like, I think a lot of people think of democracy as, like, you vote and you have, like, your say about, like, who's going to represent you, but, like, it's not just that, it's not just giving over, like, that making the situation better for everyone around you to someone else. It's like actively, like, being up on that and letting people know, like, these are our rights and this is how I feel, like, you know, we need to be supported in that. And
absolutely. And I don't think that the right choice is to alienate the people who are gonna still have to be here and suffer, and, like, make the people who we are saying is the problem more comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think, like, that is the solution. Like, it's, I don't know, like, it could be your personal solution, but I don't think it would be that easy for, I don't know, like, I don't think that I'm gonna leave the country, you know, I don't think that's gonna be very easy for me, but I also, like, recognize all the bullshit going on and stuff, so I get why people feel that, but I don't know. I think it's also ignorant too, because people will say that they want to, like, go to Canada or something like that, and I'm like, it's not, there's still stuff going on in Canada that needs fixing as well. So it's kind of just like this, I don't know. I feel like it's like a short-sighted, just like a thing say, like a knee-jerk reaction kind of.
Yeah, I think it's a teenage runaway plan. It's like, I'll just leave because I just need to be someplace different, and then I'll figure it out when I get there, rather than, like, let me work on this shit, and if I have to, like, go someplace, I go someplace because I really, like, want to be there and not just running away from, like, a problem.
Yeah, and let's be real, like, you're not going to be, like, a refugee. You're, like, just immigrating somewhere. You know? Like, it's bad right now, I feel like, but it's, like, I don't know. I don't think it will be the same. Like, the refugees that we get right now, like, if they're not doing that. They're not just, like, let's just leave because, well, okay, I'm not even going to go into that. I was trying not to make it, like, anything, like, crazy serious or sad or whatever.
That's true. That's right. We did talk about that. We were like, it's hard not to, like, go that way. We're like, we purposely before were like, I don't want to, like, go to this, like, heavy, dark, like, sad place that, like, because of all the shit that's going on. So let's, I mean, should we just, like, turn that around and, like,
So YG's new album's coming out. I don't know why I always default. I think I just know so much of, like, what he's up to all the time. So I'm just, it always goes back to that by default. But I don't know. I think, you know, there's some really great television coming.
There's really good television. What are you watching right now? What's your show?
There's a new season of Broad City that's out right now on Hulu. I don't know how new it is, actually, but I don't have real TV, so I just get it when it's on Hulu. And
I need to watch that. I saw the first two seasons. I loved it.
Yeah, it's so good. It's really funny. It's really fucking funny. And then I'm watching a new season of Portlandia on Netflix, which is, it seems pretty good so far. The last season I didn't super love, so I'm liking this one. The last thing I watched, like, followed on TV when I was live was Atlanta season 2 when that was on. Could have been better in my opinion, but that could be a whole ass episode, so I won't even get into it. Again, Drake is part of that somehow. Like, he is every... Okay, so my last... Like, okay, Mickey, I have to tell you. The last time I did acid, I was trying to innocently watch music videos, and Drake popped up everywhere. It didn't matter who or what. He would just be there. And then there was, like, even a song where he, like, pops out of a car. He's like, I gotta stay in my lane. I'm like, no, you're not fucking ever doing that, though. And ever since then, I feel like he's God. Like, it's kind of scary. And now I'm thinking about the dream I had of him. Like, I don't know. This is the year of realizing stuff.
I will... You know that they're gonna play this at, like, the trial when you get arrested for stalking Drake. Like, you know that this
I don't
is,
they want will,
they
to
will
find
play
him.
Excerpts from this particular podcast.
I don't want to find him. Drake wants to find me, and that's what's the crazy thing. Yeah, that's the part they're gonna play. Like, that's the part they're gonna play.
You're gonna start, like, posting, like, pictures and, like, news clippings, like, on your wall, and then when you, like, get back further, it's like a face of Drake, like, it's the little, like, pictures of the little photo mosaics of,
I mean,
all the different pictures.
To be fair, his album did just drop, so it is low-key being, like, forced, like, into my
What's this called?
Scorpion?
Yeah,
there's
okay.
An A and B side.
And
I think the A side is, like, the rapping, and then the B side is, like, more like him singing in R&B and stuff. Or it could be switched, I don't know, but one side is rap, one side's, like, more melodic R&B. And he has, like, a feature with Michael Jackson, which is fucking weird as shit. Like, what? Like, how? How?
What's that, like?
I'm sorry, I mean, but the
that, like,
evidence...
Of, like, he's singing along to some, like...
No, it's like, I heard it, and it was confusing. But this is just more evidence of, like, how Drake is, like, weird. Like, it's just getting stranger and stranger.
Yeah, I also, like, I think...
And I didn't feel this way before the podcast. That's the thing. Like, I kept talking, and now I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear how that turns out, because I'm just trying to, like, picture it.
It's out.
Like,
do you
want to
hear it?
Yeah. I would love to hear it.
Let's try and find it right now.
Do we pause this, or do we, like, listen to it in real time?
You can listen to it in real time. Drake, find me if you're trying to sue me. It's called, like, it don't matter to me. Here we go. Featuring Michael Jackson. Crazy. Drugs aren't suiting you right. I heard this driving, you guys. It's already on the radio like that. Because I never heard that before, but I don't know every Michael Jackson song, I guess. What? I kind of like it, though.
I like it too. I don't know. It just brings like the story behind it. I wonder if it's like Michael Jackson had like a song that he was working on, and they just like
about to Google it.
Got to like use that sample.
I wonder if they'll be able to tell us. I'm Googling it right now. It says.
Or if they held on to it because they're like, too soon. You know?
Previously unreleased vocal.
Yeah.
How did he get it?
I'm sure it was a label thing. I'm sure that was like,
or we have this. Or an Illuminati that we thing. Could use.
Oh, we're going to go there?
Illuminati? I just don't know with Drake. Like, I don't believe him. I don't trust him. I used to trust him so much, and maybe that's why I'm feeling this way. So hard, you know, like you don't feel betrayed unless you trust somebody like for real, and maybe I did. Cause summer 16 was like Drake summer for me. Wow, this is super weird. I feel like that song's pretty good though. I like kind of the vibe of it. I heard a few other songs from the radio. They already are like playing his whole ass album, so we're all gonna know it soon.
I was listening to it earlier today when I took a shower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you like what you hear so far?
So far, I do. I mean, I'm not.
Do you like Drake?
I do like some Drake songs. Yes, I do enjoy that. I'm not.
What's your favorite Drake? There's like London Drake. There's like Cuban Drake. There's like. His more like swole Drake, his like when he was like more scary and tries to be gangster, and then there's like his like soft Marvin Rooms Drake, and there's like, you know what I mean? Like I feel like there's different sides. He picks up different cultures, different vibes, different. There's Bay Area Drake.
I'm always a fan of like Bay Area versions of anybody.
Did you know about, you know, in YG's song, Who Do You Love, Drake's verse was, like, totally ripped off?
From who they ripped
off? From somebody called the Players Club, and, or that, maybe that was the song, I can't remember. But it literally is exactly the same, except, like, you know, he changes it to fucking,
Oh, yeah, Rapid Forte Players Club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you knew that, right?
Okay. No, we need to play that song. You can't just, like,
okay. Look I want to go to the
Rapid Forte.
But some people, you know, it just depends.
Like, yeah. No, I mean, I remember when this, like.
I want to get to that.
I remember when this came out. I was in high school, maybe junior high school, when this came out. Oh, look at this video, though. Like, this video needs to be talked about. Like. Like house party with the like.
My favorite are like old Snoop videos. Okay, so you moved here when you were, you moved to the Bay Area when you were 12 years old.
Yeah, 12 years old.
And where from?
We moved from Maryland, and where I lived in Maryland was kind of, was very suburban.
Uh-huh.
But my, the rest of my family, I was born in Baltimore. The rest of my family lives in Baltimore proper. And so we moved here to Oakland in the 90s when it was like, you know, it was like the baby Iraq years of 90s. Yeah. There was a lot of like, you know, like it was like a pretty regular basis to like see somebody get like fucked up.
Right.
Like, you know, people would just like, you know, would pull up in front of like the high school and like run out with the baseball bat and just like hit somebody in the face. And
yeah.
Like,
wow. That's so crazy. Like the, how Oakland has like changed over the years.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's and, so different.
And moving back there, I lived in I lived in San Francisco for a long time, and I know like it's just right across the Bay Bridge, but it
oh,
is kind
but
of
it is
day.
A worlds away.
Yeah. And living out there and then now like being back in Oakland, and then, you know, I also was in Texas for a little bit, so like moving
oh,
back
what,
to Oakland.
What part of Texas?
I was in Austin for a
okay.
little bit, for like 2 years.
Was it weird?
It was weird. It was definitely like still Texas, and it was a culture shift, but it was nice, you know. I met some good people there and like had a lot of like time to really kind of like, you know, just be reflective and like kind of like figure out some things in my life. So I was very, I also went to like a coding boot camp there, and that's why like I do software engineering as well in addition to porn now.
A coding boot camp.
Yeah.
So how long does that last?
So it was 6 months,
oh,
and it
fuck.
Was like a couple months online, and then in person for 4 months, like Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to like 6 p.m., and also like weekends as well, because you just there's just like so many like small projects that you're building, and there's so much to like cover, and it's just like the super condensed time. But if there are people who are kind of thinking about going to like coding boot camps, like I would recommend it, because I now work as a software engineer and I make like really good money, and I it's not easy, but if you're a person who likes like puzzles and logic and you already are kind of are doing that
and
with,
if you want to be
coding,
a daddy
yeah, then you should look at
that
coding.
Is criteria. Then you should look at coding.
Yeah, do research, make a decision. I feel like I work for like a recruitment pitch, like this is your advertising.
Yeah,
budget.
It was
right
like
here.
If you want to make money, if you're good at, you know. Yeah, no, that's cool, though. I'm glad. I always am, like, very interested in hearing, like, what people in the industry do, because more often than not, you know, obviously, people are always shocked. Like, it's like, whoa, you also do, but, like, everyone does something. But I feel like it helps me understand, like, in the context of, like, you as a person, as, like, a whole, you know, like, mm-hmm. everything else that you kind of do or what else you're good at and stuff like that, because, like, you know, when you learn somebody likes one side, like work side, or they're, you know, just from one group of people or something like that, I feel like you only kind of get one level of them, if you will. So I think that's kind of cool. I've yeah. always like done like production stuff. I'm always like kind of by entertainment in some way or another. I find myself like even like, well, because when I was in high school, I went to like art high school and stuff, so I think I was just always going to do something creative in some way.
What do you think is going to be like, what are you thinking that's going to be now? Do you think that's going to be more of a like a media thing? Do you think that's going to be more of a
yeah,
more classical art form sort of thing? Or
I'm always like into like performance art and also like just production of what goes into entertainment and stuff like that. So like, you know, in my art school, basically, you chose an art form, and then you still learned everything else, but you had, like, a emphasis on whatever. So, like, I learned how to dance and sing and blah, 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 but my thing was always, like, theater. So, I loved, that's how I learned how to do makeup, that's how I learned how to, do any sort of, like, you know, acting thing or lighting thing, or, you know, that was the beginning of it for me. And I always, like, liked, I don't necessarily love watching improv, or I don't love improv, but, like, that was always something I was very good at. And just, like, comedy stuff, you know. So I also, like, want to be just producing and creating, like, more content in general, and not, you know, not adult content. Like, yeah, I will do that, but yeah, like, I feel like I'm always gonna be in some way involved in that. Like, I just like kind of having, like, not nothing, but, like, the different pieces of things, you know, because I've also worked, like, in the art department, where I've been in, you know, props or something, and you have this whole designated thing that this one person or two people are doing, and then everyone else has their own designated thing, and then you come together and you, like, put on this huge thing, and it's, like, I find that, like, somewhat magical, you know. Yeah. I think that's really cool, so I like doing that.
The collaborative effort and kind of, like, bringing, yeah, this, like, larger vision to fruition through, like, being detail-oriented in your one specific department.
Yeah, and I like learning all the different things that kind of make that one thing, you know? Like, even, like, when I was, like, modeling and doing, like, photos and stuff like that, I, like, started really picking up, like, what I like about pictures, and not just, I don't know, like, I would, like, look at the lighting, I always looked in the background, I always kind of saw, like, okay, well, who, like, was she styled, like, is this look, does it look like she was wearing makeup, or, like, what kind of makeup, and, like, I don't know, I always kind of, like, looked at, like, all the things that made it, and appreciated it. Like, I can appreciate it as a whole and stuff, but, like, sometimes people will just be like, oh, it's a really pretty picture of a girl, and that's fine, because that's what it is, but I find myself, like, if I'm watching movies and stuff like that, I'll be looking in the background also, or, like, looking at the lighting, or, like, what kind of camera is it, like, being held with, you know, a handheld, or are they using, like, a, you know, I don't know. So I always think about stuff like that, and I like it. I think it's very, like, fascinating, because it kind of also is, like, what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
That's the thing, too, so that kind of messes with my head, but in a good way, I like it. I think it's, like, kind of magical. So
it is magic, and that's exactly how it should be described.
Alright, I have, like, one last question.
Okay.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is September 23rd.
Oh, so you're a Libra.
I'm Libra, yeah.
I'm a Libra also.
Oh, really? When is your birthday?
Yeah, October 4th.
Okay.
That's funny. What's your prescription? Okay, this is my last question.
For my glasses, like, actually, it's not very strong. I'm like it's like a 1.5, I think.
Oh, yeah. This is, like, fine.
Yeah.
I have very bad vision. Like, I have, like, a negative, like, 4.50 and 4.75.
Yeah, that's
and astigmatism. So I have contacts in now, but I don't think I have 20/20 vision still.
Do you do contacts, like, every day? Like,
mm-mm. Not every day, just sometimes. Like, I'll do it maybe, like, 2-3 times a week or so.
I can't keep up with contacts. I've tried many times, and, like, I just find glasses more. Because I, you know, I'll fall asleep, and that's what fucks me up. It's like, I'll fall asleep with contacts on, and, you know, you wake up with that.
And,
like,
they're dry as shit, you guys. That gross, you wake up, and you're like,
you're like, let me, like, peel this weird piece of, like, silicone thing, like, out of my eye.
Actually, I squirt solution into my eye before I try and peel it off. And I kind of, like, hold my eyes closed so that it will, like, soak in, so it will be slippery again.
That's a really smart way to do
that. I've been doing this since I was in sixth grade. I don't know who let me put things in my eyes when I was, like, a sixth grader, but they let me do it. I felt the same when I got my driver's license, though. Like, I would be driving on the freeway, like, I'm allowed to do this. I'm not even breaking a rule right now, you guys. Like, someone authorized this.
Those times where you're like, this feels like a failure of society. They shouldn't have.
I don't know what I can do. How do you know what I can do? So, yeah. So, I don't know why anybody let me, like, poke my eyes voluntarily, or, like, be responsible for things like that. But I've been doing it for a long time now. I'm like very good at it. So, yeah. Well, where can we find you on social media? And
so I'm on Twitter and Instagram as the Mickey Mod, that's probably like the places where I'm most active.
And you can find like your clips there and stuff like that.
I do have a mini bits store because you like porn, I make that. And
if you guys like porn, I don't know if you guys like that.
It's a clip store. It's nothing special.
Do you do like your own clips where you're like what's your clip store? Like I haven't actually so people always ask me like when they see that I know people. Like the other day someone asked me about Owen Gray. Like he was like, I watch this guy all the time. It was a guy. Mm-hmm. Like my straight guy friend was like, do you know who Owen Gray is? Because I watch him fuck all the baddest girls and like blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, actually I know Owen personally, but I've never really like browsed his clip store. I just kinda know his style through like girls retweeting him and his Twitter stuff. But
Owen is killing it, and I think Owen is killing it because like he has found like a population that of like performers who were like largely ignored by like mainstream
company.
Like he, and there are a lot of people I think who are like, I feel like the mainstream like beauty standard is so narrow, especially in adult entertainment, and anytime you do something outside of that, like you become this sort of like niche thing. But my thing is like, I just do like, it's like fun hookups with people that like I've worked with that like we get along well, and like I think all my clips are kind of like, what do you want to do? What do you find like hot? What do you find sexy? Like what sort of activities do you like? There are some ones that are like kind of like spontaneous. Like there's one at like from like an avian where like me and my friends were like fucking around and someone had a camera, so there's also some like kind of fun sort of like
I have a few
BTS-y
of those.
Sort of stuff like that.
Those are like my favorite, I feel like. Well, not all the time, but like I like those myself.
You know, you get something a little bit more intimate, you know, with those, you know, right, I think that's always good.
But you don't have like a theme where you're like, I don't know, have a certain style, or you're doing like one kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm still trying to like,
like a POV or like a, you know.
There's some POV. It's that's what I actually really need, is like, I haven't had a whole lot of like time to dedicate to it, just because like I've had like some serious life changes of like having a child and stuff.
Yeah, he's taking a dad, you guys.
Like, you know, it's not a high priority in comparison.
No, I get it. And you have a girl, too. That's really exciting.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, she's like 7 months, right?
Yeah.
That's really exciting. I love babies from like, I mean, I like them when they're younger, too, but I like 6 months to like 2.5 are like my favorite. But even when they get like 2, sometimes I'm like, look, you're really becoming a little bitch now. And I know that for like their age, they're very smart, but still very stupid.
Literally there's a lifetime of learning to. Like,
It's crazy. No, because they're literally learning how to, nothing is regular to them yet. You know what I mean? Like they're literally learning what's regular because like they've never had it before. So everything you do is like their new norm, you know. It's like fucking weird as shit, but it's magic. Again, it's magic. Everything's magic. But all right, well, I think that's good. I went like a whole time without talking. Okay, I talked about Drake, but I didn't talk about too much internet drama, so that's pretty good.
I think we did a good job. I think we hit a lot of stuff, and I think we probably didn't like finish any questions that we begin to answer, but like I think we open some new doors for people, and you can have their own conversations about some of the stuff we started.
Yeah, okay, now I feel stressed out about the unanswered questions.
No, I think we've like,
they like flowed well. Like,
yeah, the we were kind of like all over the place, but yeah, all over the place in all like a good way.
Yeah, and no, and all that, my podcasts are kind of like that. Like, they'll be like themed, quote unquote, but really that's just like to get you started. And then really, I don't know, I think people like kind of hearing like tangents and like what you're talking about and stuff like that. So I try not to make it too like, hey, Mickey, so how did you start in the, you know, like a...
Yeah, that's fucking, formal. Sort of,
yeah, and like an interview, and, which could be cool sometimes, but, you know. Yeah.
And I also think those are, you know, tend to sometimes set themselves up for being a little, like, two-dimensional. Yeah. You know, of like, here's this person you know from this thing. Let's talk about them, about this thing that you know.
Yeah,
them.
They already have our Twitters, you know what I mean? Yeah, so if you guys want to get, like, you know, that kind of vibe, like, our Twitters are there. We explain who we are briefly, I'm sure, at some point. But, you know, this is, so this is why, you know, something about Minnie. It's kind of just, like, people who are already, like, my fans or who are already listening or whatever. I'm trying to remember if anyone asked any questions that were kind of out of the norm. They were just, like, basic. Like, I think someone was just like, well, how does it feel to, like, fuck girls for a living? I don't know. I'm guessing it feels good. I think I'm pretty... For me, it's good.
Sex feels good. You know, with making money feels good.
I love making money. I love sex. So, you know, put two and two together, folks.
Yeah,
All right, well, I think with that I'm gonna wrap it up, but thank you so much for being on here. It was super fun. I'm glad that I got to see you also while you're in LA.
I'm honored to have, like, that you invited me on your podcast. Oh, that's like, you feel comfortable with me to, like,
of course,
participate in this thing, and I thank you for letting me do that.
I thank you for being here. No, seriously, like, otherwise it's just me blabbing, which is like kind of fun, but like it's much less fun. So all right, so well, I will talk to you guys later.